actually, I'm having the best laugh here in the studio. I got Miles Kane sitting on my desk here. Miles is going to be up in session next. He's going to be singing a couple of numbers for us. We're going to have a chat as well about upcoming work. And of course, his brilliant gig in the Academy tonight. And doing support as well to Liam, which is going to be massive. You've been having loads of fun.
Yeah, we did Liverpool last night on the...
I saw the picture on your Insta. You look as if I'm home. There you are.
I felt at home. You know, it felt at home in those... doing the bigger stage, and I felt good. You know?
Yeah, good. Well, listen, we're going to chat to you. We're going to let you go in and get ready, and we're going to do the songs next here on Today FM. Ladies and gentlemen, I had the great pleasure of meeting this man in person at Electric Picnic this year. He absolutely knocked it out of the park in the Electric Arena. And he is in Ireland doing a gig in the Academy tonight and playing support to Liam Gallagher as well over the weekend. Mr. Miles Kane is in studio. Hello, sir.
Afternoon, brother.
It is always good to have you in. Before we get into the chat, you're going to give us a song. This is Blame It On The Summertime here on Today FM.
Yeah, here we go, man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We were just, I think it was on the Wednesday that song was getting released after Electric Picnic, and you and I were talking about it, and you were like, yeah, I know you like it, no, there's a good vibe, it's kind of Motown-y vibe. And when I heard it for the first time, you know, I really enjoyed it. And then I listened the second time, I was like, that is a really deep song. That's about a toxic kind of relationship and how the summer can help you come out of that kind of thing.
Correct, man. Yeah, you know, yeah, it's... Yeah, I couldn't put it better myself, really.
Because we're looking out there, we could do a bit of that fine weather at the moment.
Well, I know, I just kind of released it a bit too late, really. Ideally, it should have been out in the summer, but what can you do, you know? But, you know, it's a cracking tune, that, you know.
It is a cracking tune. And the funny thing about this is that I find this with you. Anytime I meet you, you're always full of charisma and you're always in good form. You've always changed your hairstyle. It's either shaved or you look like Liza Minnelli or you look like Sick Boy from Trainspotting. I don't really mind, right? But you're always in good form, yet you're writing...
Yeah.
It's melancholic.
Yeah.
It's a bit personal. And I appreciate
that. I always kind of do write songs that do lean on the on the sad side of things, but behind a tune that is uplifting. That's kind of, I just find that natural, and I don't know why, you know, that's just something that, I find it like therapy for me, is songs, you know, and it's just something that, it keeps reoccurring in the songwriting, really. So I'm just going with it, really.
Yeah, we see more of that. I know you've made the comparison to Roy Orbison. I see Lewis Capaldi doing it now as well. You know, it's kind of, that's the kind of thing. It's like, yeah, write about personal experiences.
I saw him on Jules Holland the other night, and weirdly, my mother said that I'd quite like the lyrics to his tune, so I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So listen, we spoke about how you had the plan A going on for a while. That was like, you know, before Christmas, new album.
We did say about the strong plan A.
Yeah.
Plan A, I'm very close to it. January is when I'm going in to sort of to finish my album now. So
brilliant.
I'm a month out, but it's pretty much, we're getting there. And there's been a lot of new songs written since I've last saw you, since the summer. And I feel really positive about them, you know, and excited. And
Yeah, there is like that evolution of sound, because I know we spoke about you being in Ibiza, and you were over there and you had seen artwork, and that's where the video was actually, funnily enough, made for Blame It on the Summer. But it kind of changed your view on things. Well, you're always kind of into the old school dance stuff, but it kind of made you think of different realms and different layers you can have of music, which is good.
Yeah, there was something that artwork DJ that is... Yeah, that did open my mind to something that I didn't think I'd be into, really. But it's something that since that trip, I've really got into that. I mean, that's sort of going on a disco, dancey tip, where this new record and the new songs, it's more of... it's a bit more like Style Council, or there's a bit more shimmying going on. It's the only way I can describe it, really.
Oh, I know there's people all over the country excited after hearing that.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit more of if you could see the move, I mean, it's a shimmy is what it sounds like, really.
Yeah.
So that's become this sort of over the past 6 months, there was one song that started a bit like that. It started off quite glammy the beginning of the year, and then it took on this new sort of realm a few months ago, and then that seems to where it's gone naturally, and that's I think where it's going to end up, you know.
No, I like that. I like that.
And it's a bit like Summertime, bit in that vibe, really, to be honest.
So Summertime, I think it'll probably be the first record off that.
I think that will be on the record, yeah.
Yeah, good shout on that. Because I know from, even listening to Coup de Grâce, I mentioned this to you, there's a part, even the Coup de Grâce song, the song Coup de Grâce, it's that hypnotic bass, and there's a kind of a disco beat there, and you get lost in the song. It's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, that live. Yeah, I get lost in that every night when we play it. It's a monster.
Yeah. So listen, actually, Blame It on the Summertime. The first time that was ever played to a live audience was actually at Electric Picnic.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Funnily enough,
there you go. So big plans for the future. I'm loving that. I've always wondered, and I'm going to ask you this now, and you can tell me to mind my own business if you want. Yourself and Jamie T, you've been working very closely together, and you do a lot of writing together. I've always wondered, I'd love to see an intimate acoustic tour with the two of you guys.
Me and Jay. Yeah. Me and Jamie. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have been touring a lot. I'm kind of going, I'd love to see that kind of loungy vibe, because I think that's something that people would latch onto, you know?
You mean like me and him doing a double header?
Yeah, kind of like him on the keys and you on the acoustic kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, never say never, you know? Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love to do that. And I'd really enjoy doing these acoustic things like this, you know.
Yeah.
It's something, I find it, very pleasurable, yeah.
Oh, I'm loving that. And I'm loving the fact that you stuck to your word. You told me you'd give me a session and you came in.
I did, didn't I?
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Absolute gent.
Nah.
Well, listen, come here, before we go any further, let's have another song. You're going to do a cover for me.
So, yeah, we're going to do this song. I mean, I saw The Joker, the film The Joker.
Brilliant film,
which
yeah.
absolutely blew my mind, to be honest. And I found it... So, you know what I mean? I found it so emotional. And, you know, it's such a heavy topic on what it touches on. And it was something quite close to home to me that I'd sort of experienced. And not with myself, but... and it just sort of, it really hit a nerve with me. And then obviously this is one of my favourite songs anyway. And this song in that film, it's stuck with me ever since. And I don't know, I've just had this tune on every day. That's Life by Frank Sinatra. So we're going to try it acoustic and not try and murder it. And I hope it's all right, you know.
Yeah. Well, Miles, as always, it's a pleasure to have you. And here it is. This is That's Life, a cover of Frank Sinatra by Mr. Miles Kane here in the Today FM studios. One, two, three.
what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. Oh, I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks from stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world, it keeps spinning round. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. And you can't deny it. Well, I thought about quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it's worth one single try, I'd jump right on that big bird and then I'd fly. I'd be in a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I found myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. And you can't deny it. I thought about quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if there's nothing shaking here in July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big bowl and die. Oh my, my.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, yep. That's going straight on the playlist here on today.
Wow, I love that. Thank you.
Oh, you absolutely nailed that, Miles. Listen, I want to mention it too as well. You have your fourth collection out with Fred Perry at the moment that you designed. And I checked it out earlier on. I was like, God, this guy, there's nothing he's not touching at the moment. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
fair play.
Yeah, it's fat. And that's been such enjoyable thing as well, doing that over the last few years. And yeah, I just love it. You know, I'm really into my clothes anyway, and that thing just sort of happened naturally. And that's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy going in the office, and their team's really great. And it was cool.
A bit of crack. Listen, come here. It has been so good having you. And if you get a chance, tickets for the Academy, get your hands on them if you can. They're like gold dust. But Miles will be there tonight. He's also playing support to Liam Gallagher this weekend. Get in good and early. You do not want to miss this man live. And I am looking forward to that album next year. Miles Kane, I salute you, my friend.
I salute you. Thanks for having me, man.
All the best. Fergal Darcy. Today FM.